AMC was auditioning for a new host. And Linda, my late agent, said, they won't see you for an audition. And I don't know why I can't get you in. And she said, it's frustrating because they took another one of my clients. She said, nice guy, salt and pepper hair, blue eyes. And she said, you know, he's nice, he's good, but he didn't have his own talk show with guests like Kirk Douglas, Shirley MacLaine, Sally Field, and Lucille Ball didn't invite him to her home for a cocktail.
Well, I mean, but, you know, Bobby, the thing is, he probably had more Twitter followers.
Mocha. Mocha.
She takes me into the bedroom and addresses.
De boudoir.
And I went, de boudoir. And she's got a TV next to her bed. And she just happens to turn the TV on. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, and I'm like trying to fantasize everybody. On the TV, Paul Newman in a sleeveless undershirt as HUD. And I went, that's all I need.
Stop.
I'm looking over her at the TV while she take me Mandingo. Yeah, okay, fine. I don't, if not for HUD, starring Paul Newman and directed by Martin Ritt, I would have never lost my heterosexual virginity.
That's a great story.
The power of classic
this
film.
This could go viral.
Oh, Keith, our producer, is in. I cannot believe I just told that true story.
Listen.
In a podcast.
That's right.
Or anywhere.
How I lost my gold star gay status.
Mocha. Mocha. Mocha.
This is Ethel Merman walking into the elevator at the Hotel Sister. Penthouse, please! Our eardrums were blown out. This woman asking somebody to hit the penthouse button.
I like all six of y'all dive for the f***ing elevator. Yes, Ms. Merman. Yes, Merman. You big sissies.
It's true.
What queen is going to get to that button first to tell that story? Like f***ing Survivor.
I will tell the story for years and years. Every Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
And her name was Ethel Merman. Pass the cranberry sauce, please.
There are five dead queens in an elevator. But Merman made it to the top.
You're the top.